first thing every morning that I do is start missing you. Some broken hearts never mend. Some memories never end. Some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die. In the night, a willing woman to hold me tight. But in the middle of love's embrace, I see your face. Some broken hearts never mend. Some memories never.
Don Williams there in a number entitled Some Broken Hearts Never Mend. Right, it's time now for question number one for the phone-in quiz, and as usual we start you off with a nice, simple, easy question, and I've got a very easy one here for you today. And it goes like this. Can you tell me which comedian uses the catchphrase Nick Nick? Okay, which comedian uses the catchphrase Nick Nick? So if you know the answer to that simply easy question, Nick Nick, give us a ring on 40372. Code from outside the Dundalk Exchange area, 042, and the code from anywhere in the north of Ireland, 0004. Which comedian uses the catchphrase, a Nick Nick? And we have two tickets to give away to the Grand Variety Concert, which takes place down in Katy on Saturday night. The special guest artist will be Susan McCann, and all funds are needed for the St. Francis Guide Unit in Katy. They're holding a big building fund, a charity concert on Saturday night, and Susan McCann will be there. And it starts at 8:30 sharp, because Susan will be appearing at 8:45 on the button. So if you're going along, you're asked to be in your seats for 8:30. Tickets are still on sale in the Katy area. They cost £5, and we have two of those to give away today for our quiz. And I think we might have another couple of tickets for something else, I have been told, to give away, as well as a second prize. So, lots of goodies for you on the quiz today. Whose catchphrase is Nick Nick? A very famous comedian. Comedian, I should say. Here's a couple of oldies for you to sing along with. Will you sing along? Yes, okay.
Left for me of days that used to be, there's just a memory among my souvenirs. Some letters tied with blue, a photograph or two. I see a rose from you among my souvenirs. A few more tokens rest within my treasure chest, and though they do their best to bring me consolation. I count them all apart, and as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs. The stars will remember the night we said goodbye. The stars will remember, so will I. A rose as a token, a kiss that brought a sigh. The stars will remember, so will I. And though the stars and I, we share the lonely day, and in my solitude, it seems I hear you call my name. The world may forget you as time goes passing by. The stars will remember, so will I. If you've got friends and neighbors, oh, the world is the happiest place. Friends and neighbors, put a smile on the gloomiest face. So take your little troubles and share them with the folk next door. Makes it twice as easy to bear them. That's what friends are for. So if you've friends and neighbors, you've got something that money can't buy. You can hold your head up high. And though you've not a penny, and your house may be tumbling down, with friends and neighbors, you're the richest man in town.
That was a few sing-along numbers there from Dan the Street Singer. And coming up after the commercial break, we have another Dan, Dan O'Hara. And Dan O has a new tape out at the moment, and I'm just after been handed it this morning. So we'll play a track off it after the commercial break, so stay tuned for that. We'll be back after this.
Braymore Interiors, corner of Church Street and Drum Road, Cookstown. Telephone Cookstown 62647. Specialising in suites and tiles. They have over 10 colours to choose from on suites, and also the latest two-tone shades. Shower doors, also showers, manual electric valve and thermostatic, and also vanity units in a huge selection of designs. They also have tiles, a large selection of ceramic, wall, vinyl, cork and carpet tiles, and also a huge range of accessories, and a comprehensive stock out of adhesives, tile trim, bath seal and tile tools always available. Call today for a no-obligation quotation or visit their showroom on the corner of Church Street and Drum Road, Cookstown. There's a free delivery service, open Monday to Saturday, 9 to 5.30 and closed Wednesday. Braymore Interiors, telephone Cookstown, 62647.
Number one night spot, The Cove, Ballyronan.
And coming to The Cove on the 13th of August, Johnny McAvoy in concert.
No more I'll stroll, no more I'll stroll beside the rippling stream.
That's Johnny McAvoy in concert on the 13th of August in The Cove, Ballyronan. Tickets are on sale now or pay at the door.
So green.
Are you buying or selling a car? Then it's a must to go to Tamnamore Car Auctions this Thursday evening and every Thursday evening. Tamnamore Car Auctions at Tamnamore Dungannon this Thursday evening at 7 o'clock and every Thursday evening. Ireland's number one singing star, Daniel O'Donnell, will be at the official opening on Sunday, the 16th of August at 4 p.m. of D&K Jewellers, 17 Dunamore Road, Cookstown. It's just off the main Cookstown to Omagh Road, 7 miles from Cookstown. And they have special opening reductions with the most competitive prices in Ulster on all jewellery. They have an exclusive choice of top quality gold and cultured pearls and watches, all at the keenest prices, and a large selection of costume jewellery. Remember, the official opening is on Sunday, the 16th of August at 4 p.m. with Daniel O'Donnell of D&K Jewellers, 17 Dunamore Road, Cookstown. It's just off the main Cookstown to Omagh Road, 7 miles from Cookstown. Telephone Tullan Across 51246. That's Tullan Across 51246. And D&K Jewellers are Mid Ulster's largest supplier of Cavan Crystal.
Starting this Sunday, the 16th of August, in the Swan Lake Hotel in Monaghan, there's a great £1,000 talent competition. The event is sponsored by Tennent's Lager. Don't miss your chance to enter the £1,000 talent competition. To find out more on how to enter, telephone Castle Blaney 042 40372 now, while there's still a chance to enter. That's a fantastic £1,000 talent competition starting in the Swan Lake Hotel, Monaghan, this coming Sunday, the 16th of August.
Europe's number one hypnotist, the incredible Belzari, appearing in Shapes Nightclub, Castle Blaney on Thursday, the 20th of August. His only County Monaghan appearance on his Irish tour. The fabulous Belzari, appearing in Shapes Nightclub, Thursday, the 20th of August, as part of Castle Blaney Festival 87. The show begins at 10 p.m. Please be early. The show that's the trance of a lifetime.
Yes, Belzari. Time here on Big M's, just coming up to 14 minutes to the hour of 12 o'clock. Would you lend money to a bookie? You wouldn't. Well, I'm ready to hear this little story here. This might be of interest to any of the punters out there. A pensioner by the name of John Hunt, he sent his pal off with a tenner to put on a horse for him. So he was expecting a return of £25 when the horse won. But his pal came back and confessed, "I lent your money to the bookie and didn't have anything left for the bet." For 33-year-old John Sabine had come to the rescue of his local bookie in Leeds, who had run out of cash and couldn't pay his customers. Ah. John lent them every penny he had on him, £70, and then suddenly realised that he hadn't any cash left for his mates. A bet on something special, that was the name of the horse, and of course it romped home at 6-4. Said pensioner John, "When he told me what he'd done, I called him every name under the sun. But now I can see the funny side. I bet we are the only men in the country to have lent the bookies money." Refuge collector John Sabine said ruefully, "There was a big queue of winning punters and an empty till. I felt sorry for them and lent them all my cash, including John's £10. Very generous fellow, isn't he? Yes, indeed. Would you lend a bookie money? Would you give him your last rollo? You might. Ah, well. As I said, Dan O'Hara has a new tape out at the moment. It's just released this week, and there's lots of good tracks on it. For example, you're as welcome as The Flowers in May is on it. 40 Shades of Green, The Black Velvet Band, The Old Dungarvan Oak, My Lovely Rose of Clare, and a couple of numbers that Dano wrote himself. For example, The Belcoo Railway, and the song we're going to play now. It's a number entitled Kitty from Pomeroy. Here's Dan O'Hara.
From Cookstown to Dungannon, Strabane to Auchnacloyne, she'd never meet a fairer maid than Kitty from Pomeroy. I foresaw Paddy's daughter at the church in El Pomeroy. Her long fair hair, her blue eyed glare, was known to every boy. She'd a lovely way of walking and a gentle way of talking, and I said for life I'd make me wife young Kitty from Pomeroy. From Cookstown to Dungannon, the band to up the climb. So you never meet a fairer man than Kitty from Port Royal. We married some years later and settled down for life. She's always been a friend to me, to good times and good strife. Got a settled old family, a wee girl and a boy. And I'm glad I went to church that day and met Kitty from Roy. From Kirstown to Dungannon, Strabantu and McLeod. So you never meet a fairer maid than Kitty from Roy. From Kirstown to Dungannon, Strabantu and McLeod. So you never meet a fairer maid than Kitty.
As Dan O'Hara there ran a track off his latest tape, a number entitled Kitty from Pomeroy. And I missed Dano last night. He was down in Kirk's Lounge down there in Kitty. Missed the crack. But no matter. We'll catch up on him some of these days. Right, we're back to the requests here. And just before we go into the next request, I just get back to question number one for the phone-in quiz. Which comedian uses the catchphrase Nick Nick? And he has been nicked himself several times. What is his name? Which comedian uses the catchphrase and Nick Nick? And he has been nicked by the police for various motoring offences over this last few years. So what is his name? If you know the answer, give us a ring on 40372. Code from outside the Dundalk Exchange area, 042, and the code from anywhere in the north of Ireland, 0004. Giving away two tickets for the Big Variety concert in the Kitty Community Centre this Saturday night coming. And special guest artist will be Susan McCann. And there's also several local artists as well. That's all on behalf of St. Francis Guide Unit in Kitty. That's their building fund. And there's a colour portable TV prize on ticket sale as well. Tickets are £5 and they're now on sale or you can pay at the door. And for children, it'll cost you only £2 at the door. That's £2 for kids for that Grand Variety concert. It starts at 8:30 sharp. Back to the requests here. And I have a request here for Maria Gervin from Coal Island, who's passed her driving test. Yes, she passed it yesterday morning. We had a request earlier on for Antoinette, who passed her test this morning. Now we have Maria. And the request, Maria, coming from all your family and friends. Unfortunately, I hadn't got the record requested, but I hope you like the record that we have lined up for you. It's from Mick Flavin, a number entitled Highway to Nowhere.
I can't find the road to your heart. This old road is so rough and so rocky. I get lost on the highway to your heart. This highway to nowhere keeps calling. Your heart's at the end of the line. But I always get lost on a detour, 'cause I guess I don't understand the sign. I've traveled this highway so long now, though I know I'm no closer to your heart. Down this long, lonesome road I'll keep traveling, though I know I've been lost from the start. This highway to nowhere I'll follow. The road's dark, but I keep trudging.
And tomorrow I'll be back where I started. It's the highway to nowhere that I'm on. This highway to nowhere I'll follow. The road's dark, but I'll be trudging on. And tomorrow I'll be back where I started.
Mick Flavin there and the Highway to Nowhere, especially for Mairead Girvan from Coal Island, who passed her driving test yesterday morning. Well done to Mairead, and the request coming from all the family. It's 6 minutes to the hour of 12 o'clock. Coming up at 12, we have the latest news headlines. Right now, it's Philomena Begley and Faded Love.
As I look at the letters that you wrote to me, it's you that I am thinking of. As I read the lines that to me were so sweet, I remember our faded love. I miss you, darling, more and more every day, as heaven would miss the stars above. With every heartbeat, I still think of you. The mating of the dove. It was in the springtime that we said goodbye. I remember our faded love. I miss you, darling, more and more every day.
Philomena Begley in a number entitled Faded Love. It's 3 minutes to the hour of 12 o'clock, and we have a record now from Crawford Bell, and it's entitled simply Three. This will take us up to news time.
The day that we were married, the people shook my hand. They said we two we're now as one, and me, a lucky man. From that day on, that's all I ever wanted us to be. Until the day you told me we'd be three. Then we began waiting and made our little jokes. You couldn't look at monkeys, and I gave up my smokes. You prophesied he'd be a boy, look a lot like me. Lord, but I was proud that we'd be three.
One night the endless days of waiting all came to an end. You woke me from my restless sleep and said, we must go in. The sun won't rise on any day again like that for me. The day had come when two would soon be three. I smoked an endless burning chain of bitter cigarettes. I must have walked 1,000 miles with fear in every step. Two long days and two long nights that I refused to sleep, 'cause they were losing hope that we'd be three. The preacher came, the doctor came, and said I must be brave. And I remember saying it was more than I could take. Now what's the world to do with any crazy man like me? A lonely one who wanted to be three.
That's Crawford Bell in a number entitled Three. Time here on Big M and Say, just gone 12 midday, and it's over to the news desk and Jerry Callan.
News, weather and information, this is Big M.
Big M Radio News, good afternoon, Jerry Callan reporting. In a surprise turnabout, the British government is to send 4 minesweepers to the war-torn Gulf. The move came as the French also announced that they were to send 2 minesweepers to help French shipping in the Gulf. At the end of July, Britain rejected an American request to send minesweepers to the area. Yesterday's change of heart, prompted by the US-operated supertanker Texaco Caribbean hitting a mine 8 miles off the United Arab Emirates port of Fujairah, was welcomed by the Reagan administration. Junior Trade Minister Seamus Brennan was recovering in a Galway hospital last night after a car crash. He suffered fractured ribs and an injured neck after his car struck a pillar on a dangerous bend near Uachtarnamh early yesterday morning. The accident happened when he was travelling from Connemara to the RTE studios in Galway for an interview on motor insurance. Finance Minister Ray McSharry warned last night that the government would pursue stringently its tough policy on both public and private sector pay. The government's view was that increases in excessive inflation, now at 2.8%, were not consistent with the national interest, he said. A father and son have been charged at Dundalk Garda station with assault on 2 Gardaí during an incident at Carrigarnon. John Conway, age 18, and his father Thomas, age 40, of Warren Point, surrendered themselves along with their solicitor to Dundalk Garda on Monday night. Figures released by the Northern Ireland Office show that 338 people were detained in the north under the Prevention of Terrorism Act between April and June of this year. Of those detained, 75 were charged with criminal offences. The SDLP deputy leader and justice spokesman, Mr. Seamus Mallon, condemned the act as totalitarian. He said nearly 4 out of 5 people arrested under the legislation had to be released without charge. 2 police Land Rovers were damaged in an explosion in West Belfast in the early hours of yesterday morning. No one was injured. Earlier, 2 buses were hijacked and set on fire on the Falls and Andersonstown roads in the west of the city. There were no injuries. Scotland Yard is drawing up more warrants for the extradition of former Irish passport official Kevin MacDonald, a court was told yesterday. He already faces 2 London extradition warrants on passport conspiracy charges. During a 7-minute hearing in the Dublin District Court, Mr. Barry Donoghue, state solicitor, applied successfully for MacDonald to be remanded on continuing bail for another 3 weeks. Finally, the weather word for the Big M listening area, mainly cloudy with rain continuing throughout the afternoon. Big M Radio News and Weather at your service. Good afternoon.
With news, weather and information, this is Big M.
You're in tune with Junior Walker on Big M Radio.
Welcome back. My thanks there to Jerry Callan for the latest news headlines. He'll be back at 1 o'clock. 3 minutes past the hour of 12. A bit of news that Jerry hadn't on the news there about our competition to find the sucker of the year. Well, we're looking for someone who can become world famous for putting a Roundtree's fruit pastel in their mouth and holding it as long as possible without chewing it. And we have a new record breaker today on the show, and that is Greta Crilly from Clady. You might remember yesterday with a young lady from Dungannon who held the Roundtree's fruit pastel in the mouth for 2 hours and 5 minutes. The record didn't last long. Greta has had another bash at it yesterday and come up with 2 hours, 30 minutes. 2 hours, 30 minutes. That's the record at the moment. If there's anyone else out there who would like to have a go at it, go down to the corner shop, buy yourself a Roundtree's fruit pastel, or you better buy a packet of them, and put one in your mouth and see how long you can hold it without chewing it. Okay, 2 hours, 30 minutes is the record at the moment, held by Greta Crilly. And in our other competition, to find the dog or the family pet who can hold the Roundtree's fruit pastel, we have still 17 seconds from Willie Nugent's dog in Armagh. That is Sheba. Sheba held a Roundtree's fruit pastel in the mouth for 17 seconds before it started chewing. So if you have a dog or a family pet in the house of some description, maybe you have an old boa constrictor or something knocking about the house, a hippopotamus, put a pastel in the mouth and see how long it can hold it without chewing. It has to be a very obedient animal though. So we'll see what happens on that. Any more takers for that? Greta Crilly has held the Roundtree's fruit pastel for 2 hours and 30 minutes. That is the record at the moment. If you can beat it, and of course we trust you. Now, anybody could just phone up and say we held it for 14 hours. We trust you. I am a very trusting person here. And have a go at it and see how long you can hold it. And we trust you. You won't cheat. No, no. No cheating allowed. Okay? Right. So, we'll play the record that we play for everyone in our competition. It's from Laurie Cunningham. Yonder comes a sucker.
Trailer, old steamboat, river and canal. Yonder comes a sucker and he's got my gal. And she's gone, gone, gone. She's gone, gone, gone. And I bid her my last farewell. I fell in love with a pretty little thing. I thought that wedding bells would ring. She was as sweet could be. Till I found out what she did to me. Railroad, steamboat, river and canal. Yonder comes a sucker and he's got my gal. And she's gone, gone, gone. She's gone, gone, gone. And I bid her my last farewell. I asked her mother to let her go. She whispered, mother, please tell him no. Plenty more who think so too. Railroad, steamboat, river and canal. Yonder comes a sucker and he's got my gal. And she's gone, gone, gone. She's gone, gone, gone. And I bid her my last farewell. And when he finds that she is gone, I guess you'll hear him sing this song. Railroad, steamboat, river and canal. Yonder comes a sucker and he's got my gal. She's gone, gone, gone. She's gone, gone, gone. And I bid her my last farewell.
Good old Laurie Cunningham, and yonder comes a sucker. And that was especially for Greta Crilly, now holding the record for holding a Roundtree's fruit pastel in the mouth for 2 hours and 30 minutes. K cannot be beaten. We'll wait and see. We'll hardly hear from anyone beating it today, but you never know, on the show tomorrow, we'll see what happens. Right, back to the requests here, and I have a special request for Mrs. Green down there in Davis Street in Katy, and Mrs. Green is celebrating her birthday today, and the request coming from Rita and Brendan, and also from all the family. It says, could you please play Gentle Mother, if at all possible? Well, here's the version from Anne Breen. Anne Breen and Gentle Mother, and that was a special request there for Mrs. Green from Davis Street in Katy, celebrating her birthday today, and the request coming from Rita and Brendan and the family, and also from the bold Jimmy himself there, if he's not away with the Beastie Boys at the moment. Happy birthday, Mrs. Green there. Hope you enjoyed that record from Anne Breen. Right, just a word here about the Katy Ladies Table Tennis Committee. They invite entries to a grand charity table quiz. All funds are for the Paul Hannon Olympic Wheelchair Fund. Paul will, of course, represent Ireland in the Seoul Olympics in South Korea in 1988. That's next year. The table quiz will be held in Kirk's Lounge in Katy on Thursday, the 27th of August. And it starts at 9:15 sharp. Quizmaster for the evening, Dickie Bourke. Entry fee is £10 per table. First prize is £50 and second prize £30, sponsored by Arma Construction, and the third prize of £20, sponsored by E. O'Connor and Sons. There's spot prizes, mini raffle, and a mini auction on the night, and all interested teams, could they please ring this telephone number if you'd like to enter the table quiz? It's Katy 538279. That's Katy 538279. And all entries to be in before the 21st of August, please. So get your name down early for that table quiz. It's on the 27th of August in Kirk's. And if you are interested in putting a team in, ring Katy 538279. And all entries in before the 21st of August. Okay, that's for a very worthy cause there, to send Paul Hannon to the Olympics over in Seoul in South Korea next year. Paul will, of course, represent Ireland there. Coming up after the next record, we'll be reading out the 95 bingo numbers. I have been told we had a winner on the Jerry Kellen show this morning. £300 went to the Darkley area. And we'll be reading out the name of that lucky person and also the lucky numbers after the next record. And it's coming up from Mr. Ernest Tubb.
Tell me I'm wrong to sit here all alone, and that I should forget about the past. You tell me that drinking won't stop me from thinking of love that just didn't quite last. You tell me I'm crazy to do what I'm doing. You say I'm as wrong as can be. But if you had as much to forget as I do, you'd be doing the same thing as me. Oh, Leon, now. I'm wrong to sit here all alone, but I can't make myself get up and go. I'm just killing some time till she's off of my mind, and this bottle's the best way I know. You tell me I'm crazy to do what I'm doing. You say I'm as wrong as can be. But if you had as much to forget as I do, you'd be doing the same thing as me. You'd be doing the same thing as me.
As Mr. Ernest Tubb there, the number and saddle, the same thing as me. Right, that's the way he sings. May as well talk like him. Right, 95 bingo numbers now for you. We had a winner this morning of £300 going to Darkley. That went to Teresa Maguire from 64 Main Street in Darkley. Won herself a 300 smackaroos. Well done to Teresa. And her lucky numbers today were number 5, number 7, number 8, number 11, and number 15. That's 5, 7, 8, 11 and 15. Lucky numbers there for Teresa Maguire from Main Street in Darkley. Won herself £300. Right, time now for question number 2 for the phone-in quiz. And a little bit late on the questions here today. In case you missed question number 1, what comedian has a catchphrase, Nick, 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 Nick? That's nothing to do with Nick Cotton of EastEnders, okay? Question 2. What name is given to a giant revolving vertical wheel which supports passenger cars on its rim as seen in fairgrounds? And it's named after the American engineer who invented it, if that's any help to you. So, question 2. What is the name of the giant revolving vertical wheel which supports passenger cars on its rim as seen in fun fairs? It is named after the American engineer who invented it. What is its name? If you know the answer, give us a ring on 40372. Code from outside the Dundalk Exchange area, 042, and the code from anywhere in the north of Ireland, 0004. Right, someone phoned up. They wanted to hear this record, and I think over this last 3 days they've been trying to tape it and to no success. So have another bash today. It's a request for my Irish Rose from the McBrides, a track off their latest album. So here we go with the McBrides and My Irish Rose, featuring Harry on lead vocal.
In Belfast town, there lives a girl fairer than the flower. All fresh and new.
Belfast town I see none fairer. Sweet 17, my seamstress queen, she's no bigger than a thimble, soft satin skin, straight arrow trim, sure she makes the world look simple. And there she goes, my Irish rose, in God's garden there's none rarer. And there she goes, my Irish rose, Belfast town.
McBride's there, and there she goes, my Irish Rose, especially for someone who's been looking for that record for several days now. Hope they got it this time. Before we go into the commercial break, we have one correct answer in for question number two, that coming from Mrs. Mellon. A lot of people are going for a roller coaster.